Paul Ryan's Last Act, Protecting Barack Obama's Illegal War in Yemen with Democrat Votes. By Sean Moran on December 12, 2018. Lame duck Speaker Paul Ryan managed to shepherd through a motion protecting President Barack Obama's illegal war in Yemen, thanks to five Democrats who joined the Republican majority to pass the measure. Speaker Paul Ryan attached a rule on Tuesday night to the conference report for the 2018 Farm Bill, which would block a potential War Powers Resolution vote on America's involvement in Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The rule passed through the House 206-203, featuring strong Republican support for the rule, along with five Democrats who voted for the measure. 18 Republicans and 185 Democrats against the measure. Ryan's actions serve as a rare instance in which matters of foreign policy were attached to domestic policy. Although, Ryan blocked a resolution by Massey and Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, in November by including language in the Manage Our Wolves Act that would block a vote on America's involvement in Yemen. Khanna called Ryan's move this week unprecedented and contended that Congress abdicated its constitutional responsibility to authorize or to authorize military conflict. The five Democrats who voted for the measure are Reps. Dutch Ruppersberger, DMA, David Scott, DGA, Colin Peterson, DMN, Jim Costa, DCA, and Al Lawson, DFL. Had the Democrats not joined Republicans in voting for this rule, Ryan's rule would have failed and Ryan's ploy would have failed on the House floor. There were enough Republicans to tank the rule. Five Democrats saved the rule. Prominent Republican conservatives such as Reps. Dave Brad, RVA, Justin Amash, Army, Jim Jordan, RO, Mark Meadows, RNC, Thomas Massey, RK White, and Scott Perry, RPA, voted against Ryan's motion. Massey, in an interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday, said that American involvement in Yemen was not America first. Massey told Breitbart News, "This is definitely not America first. We shouldn't be spending our blood and treasure in the Middle East. And furthermore, on another level, we shouldn't be jeopardizing the passage of domestic policy and domestic spending with a foreign policy/war issue. In other words, if you're putting America first, why would you jeopardize passage of the Farm Bill by sneaking in the war in Yemen through the Farm Bill?" Khanna said. Khanna wrote in a tweet on Wednesday, "Once again the GOP is using parliamentary tricks to block our effort to end the devastating war in Yemen. Every 10 minutes a Yemeni child is dying. At Speaker Ryan is using his remaining power to protect the Saudis who are aligned with Al-Qaeda and murder journalist Jamal Khashoggi." Massey wrote on Twitter after the vote on Wednesday, "By a vote of 206-203, Congress just flushed our war powers down the toilet. Sad.